G'day, you guys.
Hey, hey.
Hi,
hey.
Sorry.
No,
hi.
That's right.
Hi.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Welcome to the podcast.
Welcome to the podcast.
Hello and welcome to the podcast. We know why you're here, to listen back to our wonderful show.
And it's worth it.
Mm.
You'll get everything you need. Plus, some clues.
Some clues, Kimber. Yes.
We had clues yesterday, so the full list now that we have for the chosen one is...
Coffee lover.
Coffee lover.
Hello, sunshine.
Yep.
Shop local. And beep, beep.
Beep, beep.
It's a combination of everything. If those things make sense to you, you need to give us a call, 131060 in the morning, and make sure you try and win that cash.
Bang.
Good luck. And if this makes sense to you, then you were listening to the show this morning. Good for you. And that coming up if it didn't.
This is Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Watch Married at First Sight tonight, 7:30 on Nine. Final episode, you guys.
Wow.
See who crashes and burns.
What a journey.
One couple that did not crash and burn, indeed, was Kerry and Johnny. And Kerry joins us on the show now. Good morning, mate. How are you?
Hey, legends. Good morning. Yeah, I'm going great, guns. Thanks. How are you?
Oh, Kerry, we're great. It's been a big season of mystery and it's been all over the shop. But let's be honest here. How long ago did this show wrap up?
That was back in early December.
Ooh,
whoa,
wow.
Okay. A lot can happen in that time.
Mm, well,
yeah, you're telling me, yeah.
Oh, you're already pregnant? What?
Well, according to New Idea, I bloody am. I tell you what, all I said was, yeah, I'd look at having a family one day, next minute, my mum's ringing me being like, what's going on? Yeah, front cover.
Kerry, I look at you and I look at Johnny, and I look at you two as a couple and I go, they got it right. You know, you're two attractive people. You're two nice people. And it doesn't seem like it was that hard of a match. At any particular point, though, are you looking around at the other couples going, they've paired you two just to get the drama out of this?
Oh, 100%. You paired like Rusty with Beth. Rusty's a buddy. All he eats is steak for breakfast and Beth's a vegan. Like, good luck with that.
You know,
and
even
Sam and Coco just looked like a pretty odd match as well for what it was worth. There's a couple there that you think, yeah, surely this is just for ratings. But, you know, talking to the head EPs there at Channel 9 there towards the end, we're like, come on, do you pair most of them to give a crack? And she said, yeah, like hands on heart. They try their best, like they want people to hit it off, but yeah, nah, I reckon there's a few in there, surely for shock value.
Kerry, I don't know who Rusty and Beth are.
Russell and, but yeah, that's because they left in like week two, mate.
That's woke! Well, now, Kerry, look, give
Kerry,
me the
they're
goss.
Dead to us now. Please, go, please don't bring them up again.
I only met them at the reunion. I was like, oh, nice to meet you. Whoops, I got to get weird. Oh, nice.
That's how long this show's been going on.
Yeah.
Like, that's crazy.
Now, Kerry, tell us, ins and outs now, are you and Johnny still together?
Well, we've still got the reunion coming up, so I think I'm still
Oh, God, you're still
secrecy.
Under contract. Oh, you still can't know. Tell us.
Give me one more week and I can tell you everything. But, yeah, look, we're very, very happy. I know I can definitely say that. We're stoked.
Oh, good. Well, I mean, Kerry, both Kimber and I, and indeed Pete, we have a background in the theatre. And we know how boring going to the theatre can be. So how are you going with all of that? Are you fronting up and going, well, that was an interesting take?
Well, I tell you what, you've got to get over to Queensland. The boys work for a company called Shake and Stir, and I've seen actually a couple of their shows now. I tell you what, they're not boring.
Okay.
I wasn't really into theatre myself, being from the sunny coast. You know, usually a footy game and a cold beer is my tempo on a weekend, but I've been to a couple and, yeah, going a few more coming up in the next few weeks. And, geez, the boys and Nelly, they're great at what they do. They're very, very impressive.
There you go.
is there any surprises in store for us for the final episode and then, of course, the reunion still to come?
I tell you what, the reunion coming up, I know I'm biased because I'm on this season. We were on the show, we filmed it, we know it ins and outs and intimately, and even I was absolutely floored at some of the stuff that came up at the reunion. There's, yeah.
Oh, well, I can't. Definitely one of the best. Pete has been saying for some weeks now he knows that the reunion special always reveals the video that everyone has denied for the entire season. And
it's
then
the gotcha
it appears.
Moment.
Exactly right. There's so many things there and like lots of people who sort of catch themselves out, lots of shock moments, like you just couldn't script it. And I swear, hand on heart, we asked them afterwards, like some of the producers and the head EPs, like, come on, that had to be scripted. And they were like, mate, that was the gift of all gifts that we got. So, yeah, I promise you, it's worth watching. It's, great TV.
Well, yeah, it's not like anyone in television to tell a lie, Kerry.
No. Well, Bryce told us that Beck's going down.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
We're looking forward to seeing what happens there.
Maybe for once, Bryce is telling the truth.
Oh, hey!
This is huge.
I mean, it's not going to paint him in a great light. It's still not going to forgive him for everything he's done, but still.
No, that's it. Hey, that's Bryce. They're going to deflect and put some heat on Beck. Good on him. He's lasted the whole season unless it craps.
Very quickly, Kerry, you know, we obviously get the version of Bryce that people who watch the show get, but did you warm to him as a person throughout the time?
It's hard to answer because what he comes across with on the telly is pretty, you can't really defend it, can you? But one-on-one, I tell you what, I had a couple of beers with him and stuff, and when he's not in front of the group and not trying to be this witty shock jock wannabe or whatever he's trying to do, he's actually a pretty good bloke. One-on-one, I don't mind him, but in a group situation, I don't think you'd find me sitting next to him. I wouldn't want to be associated with him in public like that.
No, that's interesting.
Wow, very interesting. Yeah. All right, Kerry, thank you for joining us and all the best to you and Johnny B. We're calling him Johnny B, by the way, mate.
Yeah, I call him Johnny B. That's what he's saved in my phone as.
Really?
Yeah.
Lovely talking with you, mate.
Thanks, legends. Have a good day.
Mate, how you doing?
Oh, man. Okay. Eye disasters, injuries.
Ow, my eye.
The eye. I mean, it's the one part of your body. Well, there's a couple of parts of your body that you don't really want to get injured. But the eye is such a delicate, amazing instrument, isn't it? And before we went on the little break, of course, maybe being a bit run down, whatnot. I got a sty, which I've had before.
Hang on. The photo you just showed us is only the result of a sty.
Well, I don't.
It looks like you've been beaten up outside a bar.
It's a tough life out there, Casey, I tell you. That's being a stepfather is
How
not
easy. How can that
easy.
Be a sty?
Have a look at that.
There it is.
I'm just showing.
Oh, it looks nasty.
Wow. It was awful.
So, mate, you could sleep on that.
Oh,
like
absolutely.
As a pillow. Like just,
they're selling it at Boating, Camping, Fishing now as a sort of three-man tent. My eye was closed.
Yeah, right.
It closed up. Now, of course, we went down the whole gamut of old wives' tales.
Salt water wash.
Salt water, which I, for me, coming from a, Polish migrant background, salt water is the cure for everything.
Yeah,
You know, I'm having a heart attack. Oh, wash it in salt water, right? So I did that, of course. But it was the old cold tea bag, hot tea bag.
Did you rub gold on it?
Of course I did. Rub the old wedding ring.
Yeah.
You know, that's the only reason I got married, so I could have something to rub on my sty.
A warm tea bag's a solid suggestion. Opens up the pores.
Yes, and that's
cold
what
tea
it
bag
is.
Closes it down.
Well,
so, but it might seem soothing.
Where were you 2 weeks ago with all this advice?
You know I give you life advice.
I
don't know why you didn't
I should
message
have called
me.
You straight away. But my goodness me, it was really full on.
Yeah.
And, I don't want to, I know it's breakfast time, but, it developed the kind of look of a pimple / boil.
Oh, it's okay that it's breakfast. I was going to tell you of a story of a girl I went to high school with who had a bit of an almy eye.
Yeah.
She was like, oh, it's getting really red and it was getting really sore and it was bloodshot and looking nasty.
Oh,
and so went to the doctor and they were like, just bathe it with this. We'll see what happens. Over the next couple of days, it got progressively worse. Mm. And when she finally went to a specialist, they discovered that her hair, a strand of her hair had wrapped itself. It had gone into her eye and had wrapped itself around the back of her eyeball.
What?
So when they started pulling it out.
Oh, my God.
It was just this long length of, anyway.
And where do you go in that situation?
Rank.
Do you go to a doctor or do you go to Morris Mead? I don't know. I'm confused.
Hey, Bev.
Hey, how you going, mate?
Good, mate. Not so much an army, but you got a remedy for Matt just quickly.
Yes, army eye, geez. Well, last weekend, I woke up and had this kind of small goiter hanging off my eye.
Oh, yes.
So I goes to the chemist and the chick behind the counter was like, oh, I can't give you these drops. Well, what seems to be the issue? And I was like, well, I have this bloody goiter on my eye. Mm. Anyway, she eventually gave me the drops, but they didn't work. And then my mum, she's from Scotland and she's got every remedy under the sun, And hers was bathe in milk. And she's like, and not, it's the normal milk. And I was thinking, well, what other kind of milk is there?
Yeah.
So, bathed it in milk and a couple of days, it was gone.
Bing, bang, boom.
Was that warm milk, cold milk?
Just cold milk, just mate. Cold milk. You know the little eye cups that you get?
Yeah.
Just chuck a little bit in there and whoosh it all around. And, yeah, a couple of days, gone.
Full cream, high-low, A2. Full cream.
A little bit of Milo.
Right.
Just full cream.
There you go, Maddie.
Okay.
We've got a fridge full of this stuff here.
I mean, I thought I was unattractive before, but, I mean, with a face full of milk slowly going sour, my wife won't know what hit her.
Oh, hey, God. Lynette, ow me eye, what do you got?
Hi, guys. Ow me eye. A few years ago, playing softball, training one night, I went to playing second bag, went to take a catch, ball flicked off the top of my glove straight into my eyebrow.
Oh, mate. Yeah, and those things pack a punch too, don't they?
Yeah, open like a piece of meat. We were only talking about it the other day. Friends keep, just remember, it looks like a piece of meat. Seven stitches.
Oh, yeah, eyebrows bleed a lot, don't they?
Oh, yeah. Seven stitches even now, about 25 odd years later, sort of still nervy.
Does seven stitches in your eyebrow, Lynette, does that stop your eyebrow growing back?
No, it's just a bit wonky.
Sounds like a new Aussie film, doesn't it, Seven Stitches?
It does.
Hey, Ruth.
Starring Eric Banner.
Hey, Ruth, good morning to you. How are we, I?
Ow me eye when I was seven. I was in the back garden with my girlfriend and I wanted to cut a sunflower. And you know those two-pronged gardening forks you take weeds out with?
Yes.
Well, I was trying to cut the stem of the sunflower and it slipped and the fork went into my eye.
Now we're talking, Ruth.
Oh, no.
I know. And then I told my girlfriend, don't say anything to my mum and dad because I'll get in big trouble. Yeah. So we never told my parents. And then I went with my mum and dad to some friends and they said, oh, why is Ruth so quiet? And they said, oh, we don't know. And he called me over and he looked at me and he goes, no, there's something the matter with her eye. Something's going on. Get her to hospital. And next thing I know, I was in Princess Margaret Hospital having emergency surgery on my eye. And hence, I don't have any sight in that eye, but I still have my own eye.
Wow. You lost your sight in it.
Yeah.
Ruth, left one or the right one?
My left eye.
And how did, like, obviously a long time ago, but what are you allowed to do since then? Can you drive? Are you, like, how has it affected you since then?
Yes, I'm allowed to drive. I have to wear glasses to drive, but my depth of view is terrible. So playing bat and ball games as I was growing up, kids didn't want me on their team because I just can't, because I haven't had the sight in both eyes for such a long time that I can't make a bat and ball connect. I mean, I'm a bit better now, but as a kid,
Ruth,
I can imagine.
You can be on our team, Ruth.
Oh, thanks.
You're part
That'd
of our
awesome.
Mixed family. You can be on our team.
Oh, thank you so much.
Guys, a little insight into the life of a woman. You kind of get used to being naked in front of lots of people.
Keep talking.
It's a life where you get poked and prodded a bit, where you have to get lots of tests done and lots of, and hair removal. And you just get to the point where you're not really shy about your body around professionals.
No, I bet. It's a very invasive life, isn't it, being a woman? It seems to be.
There's a fair bit going on, right? Yeah. And you know, my doctor jokes that, like, guys will come for an STI test when they're 20 and then they won't go back until they need their prostate done in their 70s.
That's my life.
Women, it's like we're back there all the time because we've got something wrong or something's going on.
Yes.
But so I'm quite used to being, like, in that position. I'm quite comfortable with my body around a professional. I'm like, this is what it is.
Mm-hmm.
But last week on holidays, I had to do something that suddenly I felt really uncomfortable about. I didn't know why.
Yeah.
I had to pee in front of a stranger.
Yeah. Okay. What?
Don't know that she meant it like that.
And I don't mean the way that I saw that girl outside the Subi Hotel once, just like kind of, you know, nestling up against the pot plant and peeing in that. I don't mean
because
like
the toilets were busy.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
What?
Oh, yeah, no, she did it in front of the police as well. It was fascinating.
Are you joking?
Yeah, just backed herself up and just politely lifted the back of her skirt up and propped herself over the pot plant. I've never seen it. It's pretty bizarre.
Wow. And the Subi shops are shutting.
No, so I'm having to do some medical tests at the moment.
Mm.
And part of, I'll reveal more later, but part of it is that they needed to do a drug test. And so they did a urine test, but it has to be observed.
Oh, okay. Well, we hear this now, with the footballers,
yeah,
don't we?
Yeah. I thought it was reserved for athletes.
Oh,
I was like, is this how it's done? So, you know, you've got to go into the cubicle and they make sure there's nothing in the cubicle, so you can't hide anything in there beforehand.
Bit of Gatorade.
Yeah, you can't, you can't take a little portion in your pocket or in your handbag and swap it out. And then they stand there with the door open and sort of in the vicinity while she wasn't watching me, but she was like present.
Yes. They're not looking at their mobile phones, are they, while they do it?
No, thankfully. And it was just a bit of a strange experience. And I said to her, wow, you get all the good jobs. And she was like, you're the 16th one this morning.
Wow.
Apparently it's really common.
Right.
Because if you're having to have any medications or whatever, the doctors have to test those things and make sure that you're clear and everything's fine.
Well, in these days, they seem to drug test for a lot of employment opportunities too.
Yeah, true.
Ironically though, blokes, as you mentioned before, don't get poked and prodded and all that sort of stuff. But on the other end, we're quite comfortable peeing in front of each other because we tend to do it.
At the urinal.
You stand next to each other. So I've often wondered, that doesn't happen for women because it'd all be public toilets, closed cubicles, you just pop in there and...
Well, to try and make me more comfortable, when I said to her, oh, thanks for not being weird about this, because I guess when I was imagining going in there, I was like, this could be awkward.
Yes.
And I was like, thanks for not being weird. And she was like, it's kind of like girls peeing in front of each other, girlfriends peeing at the nightclub or whatever.
You know what? I'm going to go there now as well. We'll both do it at the same time. It's important to try and learn something every day, right?
Yeah.
And what I learned the other day is that you cannot, should not, do not go to Officeworks without a very clear exit strategy.
Couldn't agree more, mate.
It's very easy to get stuck in there, isn't it?
Mm.
Stationery porn.
Yeah, I love stationery.
Yeah.
What is that about?
Well, I don't know, but I've realised that when you're in Officeworks, it's very easy to lull yourself into a false impression that you're a success. This is the problem, for me anyway, is I go in there and I think, if I just had that clipboard and that desk lamp and that caterer's box of bite-sized Snickers bars, I could write that book.
That's so true.
You just need some good things to put your pens in.
Yeah.
Maybe a good notepad. Oh, I see all these sexy, cool notepads, and they're probably not sexy, but cool notepads, and I think, are they better than the notepads I've got at home?
Yeah.
Maybe I need them.
Post-it notes.
Oh.
Like, and not just your standard square little yellow book of post-it notes, like all the little tab post-it notes as well that you pluck out, and you can put them on your different books and your pages and stuff like that. That's genuine success.
Don't forget the A5 size cards for those ideas that you want to pin up on the ideas board.
Of course. Yeah.
And the thing is, look, there are other shops, right? Now, bookshops. I like a bookstore. I can quite easily lose myself for an hour and a half in a bookstore, but I don't kid myself that I'm going to read it.
No, yeah.
You know, I'll look at some nice photographs.
You like browsing.
I like a browse. I go to the supermarket. I love shopping. I love shopping in a supermarket, but I literally will use those things. They'll inspire me to cook something.
Mm.
So that's fine. That's not wasted time. Officeworks, I'm never going to do any of those things.
Gee, your home office probably looks great.
I've got pens coming out of my wazoo. I mean, honestly.
He's stolen all of them from work.
I did, actually. This is Pete, Matt and Kimber.
Now, guys, when James, my partner, and I first got together, I failed to reveal something about myself, and he learned it quite quickly when we were laying in bed together one night, and I woke him in the middle of the night screaming.
Oh,
just
darling.
Just screaming because I get the occasional night terror.
Oh,
you do,
really?
Yeah, look, maybe only every 6 months or so, but they're good.
So what do you mean they're good? Walk us through what you get.
I mean, they're terrifying for me because I'm always in my dream. I'm always under attack.
Yes.
So I'm stuck in a room and I can't get out, or someone's chasing me, or I'm always being pursued by somebody. So it's terrifying for me. And to try and get help, I scream. And in my dream, I have no voice box.
Yeah.
Nothing comes out. So I push and push and push until I can be heard. So what that results in real life is just blood-curdling screams in the middle of the night.
Pete, no, it's not easy to listen to, but James and I spoke about it because you've been together 5 years or something now. Yeah. A couple of years ago, we spoke about this because I've been through this with a partner too, and he took a recording of Kimber doing this, and it's not easy to listen to, but please play it for us.
Kimber. Can we hear that again? Wow.
Look, it's probably
a goat.
But it's probably not far from what it actually sounds like. And I got him a beauty on the holidays. Oh, last week I got him it was just awful and I feel terrible about it. But in the beginning, it was bad because he would try to wake me from the terrified sleep that I was in by touching me. And that's a terrible idea.
Oh, no, film it.
Because if you...
don't try and touch the
When
person.
He touches me, I panic because then I think that whoever was chasing me in my dream has got me.
Yeah.
And I scream louder and I start flapping my arms and fighting.
Oh, God.
So it's like everybody's kung fu fighting at that point and it's dangerous.
That's the most animated you've ever been.
It is. It's pretty intense. And so when I got him on the holidays, I'm not setting him up. I'm not trying to do this to him. No. It's obviously just sometimes it happens. But on the holidays last week, I just had a terrible nightmare, woke him up screaming, but he's changed his tactic.
Oh, what's he doing?
It's not his first rodeo. So now he's changed and he tackles me. He wraps his arms.
What?
He wraps his arms around me like... You know, like you,
because that's going to feel much like less like the thing has got you.
Yeah, but it means that when I come to, because he grabs me and he goes, it's me, like, you know, and then I can't flap and carry on and start punching and fighting and stuff, and he's got a good grip of me.
Okay.
So it's kind of like, you know, like you're trying to stuff a sleeping bag into it. It's just he holds me really tight, so I can't escape until I eventually. Calm down.
Yeah.
And it's so dramatic. And I said to him, oh, you've changed your technique. And he was like, yeah, well, I don't want to get hit.
Of course.
No.
Well, actually, Maddie, I mean, I know you've spoken to James and you had that bit of audio.
Yeah.
And I also spoke to him.
Did you?
Off the back
He's
of that.
He's very open and about it.
He really is. And he recorded that in particular with his new tactic. And it went a little like this.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
Well done, James.
Night terrors, man. They're terrible.
Unbelievable.
He's so good. He takes care of me.